How many did not wear a good strong deodorant tonight? Don't raise your hands, no. 5-day deodorant pads would have to be the strangest product yet to emerge from the business mind. 5-day deodorant pads. Sounds like a curse of some kind. And tell the truth, now be honest. When you first heard of 5-day deodorant pads, how many of you thought you had to wear them? I always catch a few. 2 years I wore those, mother. A lot of laughs at the beach, you know.
Hey, hey, look at a goofy guy. He's got things under his arms.
Scope. Has anyone here ever received a bottle of Scope? Has anyone here ever sent anyone a bottle of Scope? It just seems like such a cruel thing, you know. I often think of the borderline psychotic. It just needs one more thing to go wrong, you know. Going down to the mailbox. What's this? Scope. Scope. Up on the roof with the Magnum, right? 9 dead, and they blame Marine training. Bad breath, yeah. Anyone can have bad breath, Marge, but you could knock a buzzard off a shit wagon. Remember that? Hey, if you ever run out of deodorant, I never mentioned that. You can, you do, even in the nicest home. You get one pit done, you know, and oh, God. You gotta go like that, you know. If you run out of deodorant, go into the kitchen and put a bay leaf under each arm. Doesn't stop you from perspiring, but you smell like soup. Keeps your friends alert, you know.
Hey, who's wearing chicken vegetable?
Not me. I have bean with bacon.
One of the Campbell's Hearty Soups. A manhandler. What they call him. Frankie Lane sings about it.
How do you handle a hungry man? A manhandler.
Really sounds a little suggestive to me. There's a lot of that in advertising. Hidden sex, you know? There's a lot of open sex, too.
Take it off. Take it all off.
Does she or doesn't she? Hope so.
But that's open, and you can deal with that. You know. I worry about the subliminal message. It's what's up front that counts. Should a gentleman offer a lady a Tipperillo? And what's the big scene in the Tipperillo commercial? It's a train going into a tunnel, man. You don't have to be Fellini to figure that out. But not all of the sex in those commercials is wholesome, normal, good old-fashioned American man on top, get it over with quick. Sometimes it's bizarre.
I'd walk a mile for a camel.
But wouldn't you really rather have a Buick?
I can get my hands on a Toyota.
Well, they say Plymouth makes it. Let's make it with Toyotas. And the cigarettes are obscene. Doral.
Taste me, taste me.
A few years ago, eat me was a bad word. You couldn't say it on television. Now they got male models running around singing it.
Taste me, taste me.
Winston, me and my Winston, we got a real good thing. What are they doing with those cigarettes? Half a pack is gone. They haven't lit one up yet. They're putting them somewhere, by God. And Lark, show us your lark. It's a nice invitation to a flasher, huh? Well, try that lark thing in the Bowery. Those guys will show you their larks. Man. And then the The filthiest slogan of all.
It's not how long you make it, it's how you make it long.
Fortunately, that's based in truth, so it's easy to take.